Brethren in Christ, laudetur Jesus Christus in saecula. This is Timothy Flanders with the meaning of Catholic. Jesus is King. Today, brethren, we give thanks. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God, because we have been offered a great cross to bear. We give thanks because this cross is a participation in the passion of Jesus Christ, if we choose to bear it with the proper intention. This cross is a great glory. It is the glory of our forefathers, the glory of martyrs and saints who bled and died to bring the faith to us, to pass down the faith to us. We give thanks today for this cross because it is a cross of suffering. Every cross of suffering is a great moment of thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We must give thanks every time we encounter every suffering, because suffering detaches us from earthly cares, earthly attachments. We cannot inherit the heavenly kingdom unless we are detached from the kingdom of the earth. They can come and close our churches. They did that last year. They can take away the sacraments. They can take away the mass. They can take away the liturgy. They can even abuse the liturgy. They can abuse the Blessed Sacrament. They can destroy all the churches. They can take away all the priests, as they did in Japan. But they cannot take away our faith. And faith is the seed of eternal life. They cannot take away our faith. And if we receive this cross with the proper intention, it is a glory. It is a moment of thanksgiving. So, brethren, when you encounter the motu proprio of Pope Francis, which intends to suppress the Latin Mass, according to its accompanying letter, and you are confronted with a great deal of suffering, you must give thanks. You must give thanks to God for giving you this cross. This is a glory. This is a glory, brethren. Take up the cross. Venerate the cross. Think of the Good Friday liturgy, venerating the cross. You're venerating your own sufferings, the sufferings that God will give you today and every day to bring you to his eternal kingdom. This cross, given by the Holy Father himself to suppress the Latin Mass, this is a glory. Receive it with the proper intention, and you will merit eternal life. Do you think that going to the Latin Mass will give you eternal life? You think you're safe from hell because you go to a beautiful liturgy? Do you think that if you offer up the perfect Latin Mass with Gregorian chant and all the rubrics are perfectly done and you offer up that Mass, do you think that you will be saved from the eternal damnation, the eternal fires of hell, just because of that Mass? Rather, God says through the holy prophet Isaiah, if you offer this liturgy that I have given you with a prideful heart, it is a stench in my nostrils. It is a stench. Is your Latin Mass a stench? Is your incense a stench because of your prideful heart? Because you refuse the cross? Because you refuse to truly conform to the passion of Jesus Christ? Is your Latin Mass acceptable to Jesus Christ? Because he sees your heart. He knows your soul. Jesus Christ offers us the parable of the Pharisee, because the Pharisee and the publican, because we can get into this, brethren. The Pharisee goes up to pray, and he says, I fast twice a week. He prays with himself. as our Lord says in the parable, he prays with himself. Is your Latin Mass actually praying with yourself? Because if you do not accept this suffering for what it is, a glory, and you reveal all of your vices, all of your vices come out now, all of your despair, your vices of despair, your vices of railing, of iniquitous words, complaining, anger, wrath. You refuse the cross of Christ, and instead you complain. Will your soul be acceptable on Judgment Day just because you had a Latin Mass? No. Brethren, this is a cross, and we need to accept it. We need to thank God. This is a glory. This is a glory. Maybe you've spent years trying to find your way as a Catholic. You found the Latin Mass. It's transformed your spiritual life. And now you're facing a great suffering because they're closing down your Latin Mass. Well, this is a cross. Being a Catholic is a cross itself. Just being a Catholic, whether it's the Latin Mass or not. If you take up this cross of the holy faith of our forefathers, St. Paul says, no one can live a godly life without persecution. You will receive this cross. So we must take up this cross. Now, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m., we're having a special patron-only show for patrons. We're going to be talking a lot more details, history, analysis of the current time that we're in with the motu proprio. We're going to be discussing that, answering all your questions. So patrons, please send me all your questions, and we'll be discussing that all tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So please, if you haven't become a patron, please support us, pray for us, or if you have any means, please support our financial apostolate. But we're going to be talking more about this. We'll have more shows to come. But there's another aspect of this besides the suffering. But the suffering is first. We have to accept the suffering. Now, the second thing is what our Lord says when he gives the Our Father. He says, unless you forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And we live in an age of fatherlessness. We live in an age of broken marriages, divorces. We live in an age of abused children. Many of us are abused children in one way or another. And the temptation is to hate our Father. If our Father abuses us, we want to hate him. It's the only way out, it seems. It's the only way out of all the pain we feel from our own fathers. And many feel abused by Pope Francis at this very moment. Many feel betrayed more than ever, more than anything before Pope Francis. And now at this time, it feels this hurt because it's at the very center of maybe your spiritual life, maybe your heart and your soul, which has transformed and changed your life, is this Latin Mass. And now you feel so hurt and so wounded. And that's real. That wound is real. And it's a real wound because he is our Father. He is the Holy Father. He's the Vicar of Christ. And it hurts when your father seems to not take care of you. It hurts. But your heavenly Father will not forgive you unless you forgive the sins of men. What will you say on the day of judgment if you fail to forgive your enemies? We must pray for our enemies. If you consider yourself worthy of the name of Christian, you must pray for your enemies. And so we must forgive Pope Francis. even if all of this was done from malicious intent of the worst sort, even if that's true, we must forgive him. Otherwise, our Heavenly Father will not forgive us. Do you want to go to eternal life? Or do you want to burn in the fires of hell forever? This is what it comes down to. We have to resist the urge to get on the evil social media, the evil Facebook, whatever, that was designed to addict you to pleasures, designed to addict you to likes and retweets or whatever. It's designed that way. Let's not fall into that trap and lose our souls just because we can say things online without consequences. There will be consequences in the eternal fires of hell. Let's not run off our mouths because we feel wounded. We have to hold our tongues. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, every careless word will be accounted for on the judgment. We will give an account for our words. And this is the trap of the internet that we fall into. So, this is the heart of the matter. This is the heart of the matter, is the soul. The soul is the heart of the matter. Before we talk about any of the other things, we will get into those tomorrow on the show. All of the history and the theology and the ecclesiology, the soul is the heart of the matter. This is the most important part of everything, is the salvation of souls. And those are the two things that I see most important about this moment in church history. The moment in your life is taking up the cross and forgiving your enemies. And that is the first way that we overcome every form of evil that's in the church. Now, I've been going on. I didn't look at any of the chat questions here. So I'm just going to take a look, real quick look. We are going to get, as I said, get into a lot more of the specifics, the history, the theology, and everything. That's going to take place tomorrow at 4:30 on the show. Meaning of Catholic is a lay apostolate for uniting Catholics against the enemies of Holy Church. More than ever, at this moment, we need to unite against the enemies of Holy Church. And the first enemy is the world, the flesh, and the devil. If we're not fighting that enemy, we're losing. So this is why we hope that this, and if God wills it, this apostle may grow, because we have a big vision, God willing. My book, City of God versus City of Man, God willing, will be released this fall. And in that, I argue that we need to begin to build Catholic cities. We need to begin to remove ourselves from this civilization to build the Catholic civilization to a large degree. Not every Catholic, but so many Catholics that there needs to be an alternate civilization which is built on Catholic principles. Because as Pius XI says, everything that is not built on the foundation of Jesus Christ will crumble. And now we're seeing at this moment in history, the foundation that has been built in this modern world is crumbling faster and faster. So we need to truly build the city of God and not the city of man. And this is what I argue in my book with the history. So please support Meaning of Catholic. Please become a patron. You get free books, and the patron-only show will be tomorrow. So please support us, patreon.com/meaningofcatholic. We're just going to take a few questions, then we'll just wrap up and we'll talk more about the technicalities tomorrow at 4:30. I'm not sure if anybody has any thoughts, questions. Just going to look at some of the chat questions here. So we will talk about Quo Premium, which is one of the biggest aspects of this. The development of the Roman Rite, communion of the hand. That's something we have actually addressed on this show via Mass of the Ages. So I've seen any questions or comments, just a lot of conversation. So thank you very much for watching. We're going to talk more about some of the technicalities tomorrow, and we will be covering more on this topic in weeks to come. So please stay tuned, and there's a lot of good things coming soon. The Mass of the Ages premiere will be August 15th. Please sign up for the Mass of the Ages premiere at, I believe it's theliturgy.org. So the Mass of the Ages is a documentary about the Latin Mass. And this is going to be a very, very important event in this whole saga, which especially began last Friday. So August 15th is the premiere of Mass of the Ages documentary. So yeah, theliturgy.org. So you can go to theliturgy.org, sign up for get involved with the Mass of the Ages. So we will get into this as time goes on. So many things are coming. Once again, please subscribe. Please become a patron. And we'll see all the patrons tomorrow at 4:30. Let's pray to end this out, offering up on our Father for the intention of offering up the suffering, because this is the exhortation that we need to take this suffering. It's the only way out. It's the only way out. So let's offer up this Our Father for that intention. In nomine Patris, Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum, da nobis hodie, dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. In nomine Patris, et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Jesus is King. Amen.